You're chosen. Chosen by our Creator. How amazing is that? The words we're going to sing this morning, in addition to that, you were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation. Your hidden glory. His hidden glory is in our creation. We can look outside. We can look at each other. His hidden glory is there with us, amongst us. And that was revealed itself through Jesus Christ. The verse 2 in this song, which is like this, Him choosing us. He didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, You brought heaven down. Amen. He come down to rescue us because we're chosen, aren't we? We're chosen by Him. My sin was great, but it says Your love was greater. Yeah? Good words, aren't they? What could separate us now? You know what, friends, this morning, we may feel separated from our Creator, but we don't have to be because He loves us. He loves us in a way that we will never, ever comprehend or be able to grasp.
James 5:7-18. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You, too, must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Don't grumble about each other, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. For look, the judge is standing at the door. For examples of patience in suffering, dear brothers and sisters, look at the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We give great honor to those who endure under suffering. For instance, you know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how the Lord was kind to him at the end, for the Lord is full of tenderness and mercy. But most of all, my brothers and sisters, never take an oath by heaven or earth or anything else. Just say a simple yes or no, so that you will not sin and be condemned. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Elijah was as human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Then, when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to yield its crops.
It's sort of being broken down into a few different categories. And one of the categories is praying for suffering
in verse 13. It's not only for us, but it's also for our friends who are struggling with their journey. Sometimes it's easy to complain or criticise our circumstances, isn't it? Sometimes it's easy to do that, but we're encouraged here. And instead, we're encouraged to pray and ask God for wisdom and understanding of the situation and use it for His glory. We look to Paul, who prayed for God to remove his affliction, but the prayer instead gave Paul grace that he needed to turn his weakness into strength. Sometimes we want those circumstances taken away from us, don't we? Those challenges that come in life, we wish they could be dug out of our finger like a splinter. Splinters are annoying, aren't they? They're uncomfortable. And sometimes we want God just to take the splinter away straight away. But sometimes there's a journey in that. We've got to grow to be able to journey through that, to see what that's like. Prayer for the sick, Bill's already spoken about that. And that was certainly one of the things that there was a challenge. Prayer, sickness is always amongst us. And it's always a challenge to know how to pray for people. And while James records here something that we see as a formula, as anointing with oil, I think that the overarching theme is the fact that, you know, it's an opportunity to pray for someone, isn't it? You know, I'm sick. How can I pray for you? That's a challenging word to ask in that.
And then the third point there is prayer for the nation. And I think right now, nothing needs more prayer right now than a nation, but even beyond those borders into the world, don't we? You know, it is a really challenging time of the different things that we hear going on. But James here encourages us to do that, to be able to pray for not only the nation, but we can pray for the world. Prayer is the greater power in the world. Greater than nuclear power is prayer power. Right? We're lucky that that is the case, that we can rely on that. God has a plan that we cannot foresee. We just ask God to intervene. Now, of course, it might be the way that we want. We just like the conflict to settle down and be all taken care of, but we want to pray for God's will, not ours. Sometimes we've got to wait for that, don't we? Present our requests and supplications before Him and leave it to Him to take care of it, don't we? Absolutely. Instead, God, you know, this is what I want. I want, this is the outcome I want. It's not about that. It's like, God, this is the situation. Your will. It's like praying for those in sickness. It's one of the challenges. You know, someone will come to you and say, you know, I've got cancer or something like that. How do you pray in that moment? And one of the things that I think for my ministry is to pray for God's will in that situation. Bring them before our Heavenly Father and pray for God's will in that situation. Obviously, we want physical healing, absolutely. But what's God's plan in all that? Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Sharon. And finally, prayer for the strain. The strain for those that are moving away, those who know about faith and have wandered away. Encourage us to do that. I heard someone say this week, God has less for me to do than I have for me to do. My to-do list is to fulfill my own dysfunctional need for approval. If I was to look at my own to-do list, sometimes it outweighs what He wants to do. But as someone else said to me, is interruptions can be our ministry. Interruptions can be our ministry. No matter what circumstance or situation we find ourselves in, those interruptions can be our ministry. His do-to list is based on His glory and the extension and furtherance of His kingdom. That's what His to-do list is about. About seeing people come to know Him, about creating disciples. So, as I shared earlier, one of the things that is for me is actually the discipline of prayer is a challenge. But a few years ago, Marie, I believe, shared with us here an acronym to be able to help with that, with ACTS. Does anyone remember that? Yeah. ACTS. You know what? I get up in the morning and walk the dog, not every morning of the week because I just don't get up that early every morning of the week. But when I do, it's like I think I've got 45 minutes. What a great time to pray. But my mind's not so sharp. And thinking, what are the things I need to be praying for? And you know, something simple as a discipline like that makes a massive difference. To work through it. ACTS. Which what I'm going to do this morning, we're going to... I've got a couple of resources. And I think it's all right to talk about this. But actually, how do we resource our community to develop that as a foundation? So... this morning, a moment, we're going to sing in a little bit. And if you want to, yeah, come on down and help us with that. We've got some, I've printed off some cards, bookmarks, and on there it's a simple ACTS prayer, the four different things that can help shape our prayer, which is adoration, God you are, so it's lifting up His name, confession, I'm sorry for, thanksgiving, the things that you're thankful for, and then supplication, God please can you do this, or not please can you do this, but, you know, God's will in this situation. So they're available here. Some people like to journal. I'm not really disciplined to sit down and write. But if that's you, then I've got the same thing here on a card that's got blanks on it that you can fill out. But you can do that this morning. You can take that away with you if you'd like to use. You can take a couple. And if there's some there at the end, you can take them all. I don't mind. Or if you want more, let me know. I'll get them for you. The other thing this week, the Salvation Army's launched a year of prayer. And to do that, they've given us these prayer cards. They're a pack of prayer cards. So don't just get one. I'll put them just for display. If you want to take them, there's a pack of prayer cards. It comes with a nice little wooden stand, so don't forget that. And you can put them somewhere to remind you each week of what you can pray for. I haven't got week one, week two. I'm going to read out week two, just as simple as on the back. Prayer for discernment with a Bible verse. Pray and discern activity. There's little questions you can work through on there. Just a resource that we can use to help raise that in our life. So I encourage you this morning, if you want to come that. As I said, grab a pack. If we run out, I'll certainly get some more. But one of the other things that's been on my mind, as many of you know, we're moving house tomorrow. We're not leaving town. We're still going to be here next week. But because we're moving out of our place, which will be Matt and Jody's quarters next year, and it's getting refitted out and whatnot, we have to put a box in the garage with all the stuff we leave behind. The nice stuff, like, you know, some toilet paper, some hand soap, new broom and a mop, because they don't want our cruddy ones. But some things like that for them. And I thought it'd be nice when they turn up to the house, if they were received a whole heap of cards from the community here, what we're praying for the future. You know, my prayer for our community is, and I encourage you this morning to come and write that down. If you're not prepared to do that this morning, you want to go away and think about it, because I'm a thinker, maybe procrastinate, you can get caught up in that. But I want to leave the option there for you to fill that out and to give it back to us. So when they open up this box and they get toilet paper and hand soap, they always also hear from our community here. What's the prayer for the future? What's the prayer for our community? What is it? What would it like to be? It can be a prayer for them as well, as a family. Absolutely. But it's just an opportunity to do that this morning. So there's a couple of things that we can do. Always we can kneel and pray. We can stand at the cross if you wish. We're going to just sing a song. And there's some opportunities there. Is that okay? You good with that? I know you guys always are. So there's some Sharpies here to do that. If you choose to write one of these out, just drop it in the offering basket, because we can get them later as we do that. We're going to leave the tables there after we finish church this morning. If you want to come and you want to take any, write some cards, whatever, take them home with you, then I just encourage you, and feel free to do that this morning. And particularly get some of those prayer cards there. I think it's a great resource to be able to do. So let's pray, shall we, as we finish up this morning, get on to our last song. Father, we just lift you up this morning in this place. We just want to worship and hold you high, Lord. And we just thank you for the great God that you are in our life. Father, you know, I know for myself, communicating with you can be a struggle sometimes. That sometimes get so caught up being busy or mindful, and they take that time to commune with you, Lord. So I just want to pray that for us each, that you'll encourage us, remind us that you are there beside us, that you want to hear from us, your children, and to journey with us through life. And we're thankful for that today, God, and we just want to commit ourselves to that constant journey of relying on you in our lives, being able to be on the journey of discipleship, and not only for our own personal gain, but also for those around us, for those we come into contact with. So prepare us and equip us to go from here to what we face this afternoon, next Thursday, next Saturday, whatever day that is this week. Equip us for the task at hand, for your ministry and service, no matter where we find ourselves this week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Good morning. My name is Lynn, if you don't know me, and I am part of the community here. I thank you for joining us here today, and we hope that you have enjoyed your time with us and found it meaningful. If you are new or would like more information, speak to somebody today or pick up one of the flyers at the information table at the entrance. We would invite you to stand, which most of us are doing anyway. And I'm going to read the benediction, which is taken from Matthew 14, 22 and 23. God calls us to step out in faith, to follow where he leads, even if what he calls us to do seems impossible. So let us go from here with courage, trusting in God's presence and power, and engage, eager to do God's will. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit be among you and within you, wherever you find yourself this week. We hope to see you again soon.